According to a recent report, Americans are spending more money than ever on problems related to back pain. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. This is right in line with what you've seen recently, isn't it, Dr. Riley?
Yeah, Scott. So a couple of weeks ago, I read an article in a magazine, and it discussed the rising cost of healthcare. More specifically, which what got my attention was low back pain. And it's been trending in this direction. And I saw this figure, and it just, $82 billion last year was spent on low back pain, treatments for low back and so forth. And I saw another figure that like 84% of Americans or folks will suffer from some form of low back injury in their life, which typically could or potentially lead to, worst case disability, time off work, which costs the employer more money, increasing rates in workers' comp and so forth. So it just, I found it really interesting that as I'm reading this article, it made me kind of reflect on what we are doing here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, because I don't want to say we're shifting our paradigm or, the focus here, because we're always going to be dealing with injuries. I mean, first and foremost, something's going to happen to them and they're going to end up in here, hopefully, and we can help them. So, but we're trying to educate our patients more about prevention. I think that prevention's becoming more of a buzzword and wellness type of care, if you will. I mean, patients or folks are trying to figure out what they can do on their own to stay out of the doctor's office. I mean, MRI, CT, all these tests are so, so expensive. Then in turn, our premiums go up and all that jazz. I'm sure we all have our own nightmare story related to our health insurance plan with rising deductibles and so forth. But what we're trying to do here is talk to patients more about prevention. And, ideally, that we're likely going to see a patient because of some form of injury. And then we can talk to that patient once we get them better about prevention. And I think prevention, it's boils down to a few different things, activity modification, making better decisions in our lifestyles, self-management type strategies. Obviously, exercise is a key. We're always going to talk about that and, diet and a lot of those types of things. But with our clinic here, having a naturopath and a fitness instructor and yoga, acupuncturists, those are more along the lines with prevention or wellness. If we can allow a patient to maintain an optimal, sense of self and health, then, it's hopefully going to keep them out of my office, keep them in worst case, a surgeon's office. There's obviously a couple different forms or routes that patients can go with low back pain. There's a very, the invasive surgical route. There's a pharmacological route where you're taking pain medications or muscle relaxants. And then the non-pharmacological route could be chiropractic, physical therapy, yoga, massage, naturopathic medicine, acupuncture. All those, there's multiple studies each year that comes out stating the effectiveness of all these types of conservative treatments for different types of low back pain. Now, there are going to be those cases when you have a severe disc injury and there might not be any way to avoid a type of surgery, but I would always try to go a conservative route if possible and focus on, even when you're not injured, pay attention to what's going on. I talk about, just the kind of our society with the way we sit and so forth that can set us up for failure and lead to injuries and those types of things. So I think motion is key. I think you got to keep moving, do something, pay attention to your diet. And even if you're not hurting or in pain, it's okay to go get checked out by someone. I've spoken in the past about functional limitations and training movement, not muscle. Figure out where you might have some limitations. If you have some tightness in your hips or your thoracic spine, or if you're a little weak in your core, visit with someone that's able to, give you an appropriate recommendation of what your problem is and how to maybe manage it from there to prevent the injuries. At the end of the day, that's a big focus of ours these days is prevention and how we keep how we're able to avoid these nasty injuries.
What you just said there, I would imagine really touches on the biggest challenge. And somebody could be listening to this and say, well, let's see, I'm not old. I don't do a lot of heavy lifting when I work, and my back feels fine right now. So really, prevention isn't relevant to me. And the type of prevention you're talking about is relevant to everyone.
Absolutely. I always discuss with my patients that, sadly, with lack of activity, age, you know, maybe our lifestyle or what we do for a living, our margin for error starts to shrink. Okay. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're able to get away with a lot today. You know, you can maybe get, you know, reach down to pick something up off the floor and maybe not use the best mechanics or the best posture, and you're going to be okay. But pretty soon that margin's going to, that window's going to close, and you're just going to go to put your shoes and socks on, and you're going to have low back pain. And it's more of a function of what you haven't done and all the things that you've done that have led up to that, i.e. your lifestyle, your posture and the way you sit associated with lack of, you know, flexibility, no stretching, no exercise, those types of things. Then you have an issue. So prevention's actually easier than you would think, Scott. It just takes maybe visiting with someone, getting a good plan, and then from there, you know, spending just a couple minutes a day working on some of these conservative measures to keep you out of the doctor's office.
The key to avoiding the pain and high cost of back pain is prevention. Check in with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab for a program that suits your specific needs. 918-743-3737.